All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Doing something a little different today. I usually have my crew with me. I'm usually rolling deep and doing these things with a bunch of people. But today, I want to do something different. I want to do something solo, dolo, for many reasons. Because since I've been doing the podcast with, the Snug crew, I feel like I've been, as a host, I got to let them do most of the talking, and which is cool, you know. It makes my job easier, but also, I haven't really been talking about AEW a whole lot, so I want to start doing that more often, and I think I am going to do that more often, just to get more AEW content for the show. I know there's been a few people that are like, oh, you know, you don't really talk about AEW no more, so I'm going to change that, and I think starting next week with the help of the guys from the Heelship podcast, I was able to convince them to jump on the show with me every Sunday. I think every Sunday morning we're going to be doing something live with them. And we're just going to talk about AEW stuff, because I feel like we should be talking about AEW, especially now lately. AEW has been cooking a lot in some things. So I definitely want to, you know, cover those things that are happening. And, you know, Dark and Draven, for those of you guys that don't know, they're my friends from the Heelship podcast. Dark is a huge AEW fan, so it's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say. And me being the critic that I am when it comes to AEW, it's going to be interesting. I hope I don't get fired from the Heelship podcast. Because they're, you know, we're all really passionate fans when it comes to all these things with AEW. So Dynasty is coming up this weekend, April 6th, this Sunday. And I want to see if, you know, we can go over some of these matches real quick and do some quick predictions. We'll see how far we can get into this. Yeah, AEW pay-per-views are usually stacked, like fucking full of matches, full of cards, full of, you know, the card is fucking long. So I definitely want to watch it this weekend, but to kind of, you know, remind myself, give myself a refresher as to what to expect this Sunday, because I'm going to be real, I haven't really been keeping up with AEW as much as I should. Just because, like, work and schedule and stuff, I have to pick up the kids after school. By the time I get home, it's, like, too late. So I'm aware of what's been happening in AEW for the most part, the most important parts. But some of these other matches, I don't know too much about. So I want to go over the card really quick and see, you know, what I'm going to expect to see this Sunday, because I am going to watch the pay-per-view. And also for the people that don't know the matches that are going to be taking place, who haven't really been keeping up or whatever the reason, I thought it would be fun to get some solo time, some solo air time by myself with all of you guys. And yeah, let's go over Dynasty together, y'all. So we just got done watching Dynamite, and I watched the second hour of Dynamite. I didn't get to watch the first hour. So I was able to see that the Hurt Syndicate, they got added to Dynasty. Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, the tag team champions, they're going to be defending versus Big Bill and Brian Keith. So let's get started with that match. This is for the tag team titles. And Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley, since they showed up to AEW, they have been destroying their competition left and right. They're the tag team champions. And it's unfortunate that right now, Big Bill and Brian Keith, they've been building them up the last few weeks. They've been getting wins on Collision and Dynamite. And they're going up against Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. Now, this one's pretty easy, you guys. I don't think there's a tag team worthy enough right now to take down the Hurt Syndicate. I'm sorry, but there isn't. The best tag team right now, it is Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley. But the only other tag team right now that would put up even a little fight versus them has to be FTR. However, FTR, they're not involved in the tag team division right now. They're in the trios division now because of what they got going on with Cope, which we'll probably talk about a little bit more later on. But yeah, I just feel like it's just a sad state of tag team wrestling in AEW right now. And I complain about the tag team division in WWE too a whole lot. So this is not just me hating on AEW. I mean, let's think about some of the tag teams that we've been seeing or that I saw lately. Like Action Andretti and I always forget his name. Leo Rush. That's a tag team. You know, we got Big Bill and Brian Keith. What other tag teams do we have in this division? Top Flight. I saw Top Flight. They had a match recently versus, who was it? We don't even have the Acclaimed anymore as a tag team. It's just like, what other teams right now are good enough to go up versus the Hurt Syndicate? And right now it looks like the best team that I can even think of off the top of my head is, you know, Big Bill and Brian Keith. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to pull it off at Dynasty. I think the Hurt Syndicate, their tag team championship run is fairly new still. They haven't been champions for that long. They've been doing great things with the tag team titles, putting some real relevancy to those tag team titles since FTR probably. So I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin to retain at Dynasty this weekend. I'm afraid the Hurt Syndicate, they're going to continue this tag team run until they have some more competition, or at least until FTR comes back in the tag team title picture. But history will tell you that it's probably going to be the Young Bucks whenever they decide to return. It's either the Young Bucks or FTR, let's be real, are probably going to be the only ones that are going to give the Hurt Syndicate a run for their money. So until that happens, I think we can guarantee Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin are gonna be tag team champions for a long time. So that was a match that got added tonight during Dynamite, kind of last minute before. We also got Collision coming up this Saturday. So maybe they might add some more matches this weekend. Who knows? So I'll definitely have to be on the lookout for that this weekend on Saturday. And the main event, I believe, is going to be Jon Moxley versus Swerve Strickland for the AEW World Champion. Let's go with that one next. This match has been building up for the past few weeks, and it got even more heated tonight. The Dynamite tonight closed with Jon Moxley taking out Swerve Strickland, just beating him up, powerbombed him through glass, which tells me this Sunday the match between Swerve Strickland and Jon Moxley is going to be gory. It's going to be most likely no DQ. I don't think that's been announced yet, but knowing Swerve's history with pay-per-view matches, they go all out. Not just Swerve, but Jon Moxley. They love to do the crazy spots with the weapons and the blood and the thumbtacks. And we saw glass tonight. So something tells me that this Sunday, Swerve and Moxley are going to beat the crap out of each other. And I'm going to go with Moxley. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. I want Swerve Strickland to get that title back, but I don't think Swerve Strickland is going to be the one to take down Jon Moxley. Believe me, it hurts me to say that because I really want to see Swerve Strickland win. But we know that the Owen Hart Cup is happening. There's going to be some matches during Dynasty. Will Ospreay, I'm pretty sure Will Ospreay is in that fucking tournament. Will Ospreay already said, and there's a lot of other potential winners for the Owen Hart Cup this year. But Will Ospreay, he cut a promo a while ago saying he's going to be in that tournament and he's going to go to All In, to main event All In, and become AEW World Champion. The fact that Will Ospreay hasn't become AEW World Champion is crazy to me because he's been in AEW for a while. I thought by now Will Ospreay will definitely have the title on him already, but that's not the case. So I think at All In, Will Ospreay has to be crowned AEW World Champion. So with this announcement that Will Ospreay is going to be in the Owen Hart Cup tournament, but then you have Swerve Strickland and going for the title at the same time as Will Ospreay. So does it make sense to have Swerve Strickland beat Jon Moxley at Dynasty and then have Will Ospreay versus Swerve Strickland at All In? I don't think so. I think what's going to happen at Dynasty, Jon Moxley is going to retain, as he has been the last few pay-per-views. The last couple pay-per-views, Jon Moxley has been the one to go over one way or another. Jon Moxley is going to find a way to go over again at Dynasty, and he's going to beat Swerve Strickland, unfortunately. But I think the big blow-off match, the guy that is going to take down Jon Moxley once and for all, is going to be at All In, and it's going to be Will Ospreay. So with that being said, you guys, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I have a feeling that Jon Moxley is going to win, and he's going to beat Swerve Strickland for the AEW World title at Dynasty this weekend. Whew. I hope that's not true. I really do, but we'll see what happens with that. That's probably going to be the final match of the show, but let's go down the list here because we got Timeless Toni Storm versus Megan Bain. Megan Bain, I didn't know anything about Megan Bain. The first time I saw her was about a month or two ago on Dynamite, and the first thing, it was just like, wow, aura, presentation, look, size. I saw her wrestle Chris Statlander. I think that was the first time I actually saw her wrestle, and I really enjoyed the match. This girl, Megan Bain, is a fucking, well, she's gonna be a star. She's gonna be huge. But then I realized, damn, they're putting her versus Toni Storm already. That, I was not expecting that. That, this happened very, very quickly. Toni Storm, she's currently the AEW Women's World Champion, and this match between Toni Storm and Megan Bain, I think it's too soon for Megan Bain to become world champion for the women's division. She's still fairly new. Yes, she has the look. Yes, she's presentable and everything, but it's Toni Storm. The only thing that I'm worried about is, like, because of the size difference, what kind of match are these two women going to have? Toni Storm, she just came back from having a great title defense versus Mariah May. No, she won the title back from Mariah May. And I don't see Toni Storm losing to Megan Bain this quick for that. For that's another reason why, not just because Megan Bain is fairly new, but Toni Storm just won her title back. That would be a really bad hot potato situation, I feel like, if they were to put the title on Megan Bain already this soon. So with all those things happening there, I'm going to have to go with Toni Storm to retain. And Megan Bain, man, she's, it's going to be interesting to see what she does. I believe this is going to be her first pay-per-view, her first title match. So the pressure is on her this weekend. So I hope to see a great match. It's going to be interesting for sure. But Toni Storm is going to retain. That's my prediction. Sorry, Megan Bain, you're great. But it's not your time yet. It's Timeless Toni Storm time, I feel like. All right, let's go with Kenny Omega versus Ricochet and Speedball Mike Bailey. This is for the AEW International Championship. It looks like it's going to be a triple threat match. Kenny Omega is a current champion. Okay, so we basically got three high flyers. Maybe except for Kenny Omega. Ricochet and Mike Bailey, I feel like, are the... They have similar styles as far as like high flying, high pace, and all that stuff. Kenny Omega, he's a little bit older, but he can definitely keep up with them. It's going to be a crazy triple threat match. Again, I just keep going back to, you know, Kenny Omega just won this thing not that long ago. Mike Bailey just came in. Would they try to swerve us, no pun intended, and, you know, somehow Mike Bailey wins this thing and he becomes the new international champion? I think it would definitely create more interest for the international championship title picture, because I think everyone expects either Ricochet or Kenny Omega to win. But if you put it on the new guy, Mike Bailey, you know, the underdog in all this, probably the youngest guy in this match, you know, he came in hot. AEW presented Mike Bailey as a big deal, putting him, you know, in front of Kenny Omega face to face, like what, in his second or third week in AEW. I mean, if they pull the impossible here, I think the people would be really happy to see Mike Bailey win. I don't think they want to see Ricochet win it. I don't think Ricochet has the people convinced. Yes, he's a heel. They're not supposed to cheer for him, but I just genuinely think, even with AEW fans, they don't want to see Ricochet win. Ricochet is not the cool heel right now. He's not. They're not cheering for Ricochet they're not booing Ricochet because they like to boo him. They boo Ricochet because they really don't like him. So I think putting the title on him, on Ricochet, actually, that would put more heat on Ricochet now that I think about it. But then you got Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega, he just won it. He just came back from, you know, his major medical issues. And if he doesn't win this international championship match at Dynasty, what else are you going to do with Kenny Omega? Jaquan says, are you streaming Dynasty? That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. Thank you for asking, though. I can't think of, like, what else would Kenny Omega be doing if he's not in the international title picture. So this one's hard. I don't want to see Ricochet win it as much as the fans would probably hate that. It would put more heat on Ricochet. Mike Bailey, again, I just go back to him. He's just too new. I'm going to go with Kenny Omega. I'm going to have to go with Kenny Omega. He retains this international title at Dynasty, but I'm pretty sure we can expect to see high flying, high risk, and a whole bunch of crazy shit going on in this match. All right, let's go. Okay, speaking of FTR, the Death Riders, Claudio, Pac, and Wheeler Yuta are going up against Rated FTR, Cope, Dax, and Cash Wheeler. It's not looking too good for FTR. It's not looking too good for Cope. This past Saturday on Collision, Dax Harwood got pinned clean by Wheeler Yuta. Not only that, FTR have been having issues. There's been tension between them, which that's never happened in AEW. They have been on the same page since the beginning, but now that they're teamed up with Cope, they've been having issues. They're not on the same page, Cope included. You know, they haven't like really been, you know, Dax wanted to go for the tag team titles. Cash wanted to go for the trios titles. Cope wanted to go for the trios titles. So there's a lot of miscommunication going on between them and the Death Riders, on the other hand. They were having some issues a few weeks ago with Wheeler Yuta. You know, Wheeler Yuta shaking Cope's hand after their match and John Moxley having to slap him back into reality. Like, hey, what the fuck? What are you doing? But it looks like the Death Riders, whatever issues they were having, they fixed it. And now they're, as you know, opposed to Rated FTR, who's having issues, Death Riders are looking stronger than ever. But there's been a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of rumors that this tension, this feud that has been boiling with FTR the last couple weeks, is going to lead to something else. Perhaps maybe a heel turn on Cope. Maybe FTR turns heel. We could potentially see a nice FTR heel run. I would be down to see that. So maybe that's what is going to cause the Rated FTR, the match at Dynasty. I'm going to go with the Death Riders. As much as I love FTR, the Death Riders have all the momentum going into this match. So Death Riders are going to retain the trio's titles. Because the reason I say that is because I also want to see FTR back in the tag team division. The tag team division needs FTR. Badly. Like, badly. So, Death Riders all the way. See, for Dynasty, I'm the biggest fucking Death Riders fan. Moxley's going to beat Swerve. And then the rest of the crew, they're going to retain their trios titles. The Death Riders, all four members, are going to leave with the gold. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm calling it now. Speaking of gold, another title match, Chris Jericho versus Bandido. Honestly, I haven't really been keeping up with this. I saw that they did something during the Zero Hour, their last pay-per-view, where Chris Jericho beat him up with the bat in front of their family. They took his mask off. They did the most, but like, I think Chris Jericho with the Ring of Honor World Champion, I think it would be more useful for Bandido to have it. Maybe Bandido will defend the Ring of Honor title more. This could also be Chris Jericho's way of, you know, trying to put this new guy over, or this younger guy, Bandido, you know, give him some time to shine, some time in the sun for him to get himself over. I like Jericho. I don't completely hate Jericho like most people do, but I think his time is up for Ring of Honor. As Ring of Honor champion, is probably up. Bandido is not a name as big as Chris Jericho that will probably make the belt more, I guess, make it bigger in like the eyes of other wrestling fans, that people just know Chris Jericho more than Bandido. But I think Chris Jericho I think it's time for him to do something else. He's been Ring of Honor World Champion for, I don't know how long, it seems like forever. So I think at Dynasty, I think it's time, especially after everything that Chris Jericho has been doing to this poor guy, Bandido. I think it's time Bandido finally gets his, and he's going to defeat Chris Jericho at Dynasty for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Another title match. God damn, how many title matches do we have? So we have the AEW World Champion, the Women's Champion, the International Champion, the Trios titles, the Ring of Honor World Champion, and the seventh title match, Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole for the TNT Championship. So I have been keeping up with this so far. They have been mostly feuding Daniel Garcia and Adam Cole on Collision. A couple weeks ago, these two wrestled, and the match ended in a time limit draw. I actually like this matchup between these two guys. No matter what people want to say about Adam Cole, he's been looking in better shape lately. Daniel Garcia, he's about the same size as Adam Cole, maybe a little bigger. But these two, I saw some of the match from their Collision match. These two, they're pairing. They just seem like they have good chemistry in the ring. It doesn't look visually insulting like when I was watching Wheeler Yuta versus fucking Dax Harwood. I mean, Dax Harwood, he's literally called the Axe for a reason. He's a fucking beast. And then you put him in the ring versus Wheeler Yuta, but then Wheeler Yuta beats Dax Harwood. It's just like, what the fuck? That was visually like hard to watch. It was visually insulting to me. But when I'm watching Daniel Garcia and Adam Cole in the ring together, it just makes sense to me in a psychological way or whatever. I can believe that these guys can have a competitive match, and I can suspend my disbelief more during this match, and I can get lost in this match very easily. And I like the fact that Daniel Garcia, he's been TNT champion for a while. Now, do I want to see Adam Cole as a TNT champion? I'm going to say yes. I can't remember the last time Adam Cole was TNT champion. Or any champion for that matter. So I think it's time for Adam Cole to have a real serious title run in AEW. Daniel Garcia has been looking really good in this feud. You know, he had that time limit draw versus Adam Cole. They're telling the story that Adam Cole couldn't beat Daniel Garcia in 20 minutes. Adam Cole's side of the story is, you know, Daniel Garcia, you're still too young. You don't have it yet. You're not on my level. Well, if that was true, then you would have been able to beat me in less than 20 minutes, but you couldn't do it. So there's some, we've seen this story done before in AEW, but there's some truth to this. There's some legitimacy to this. Like, I can believe, you know, Adam Cole, he's the veteran. He's the older guy compared to Daniel Garcia. I can believe Adam Cole feeling like, hey, I'm better than you. But then Daniel Garcia is like, well, you couldn't beat me in 20 minutes. So it's interesting, you guys. It's very interesting. And this match I'm actually looking forward to, but I'm going to go with Adam Cole to win this one. Adam Cole is going to be the new TNT champion at Dynasty this weekend. And that is all that we have so far. We have those 8 matches. I'm pretty sure that's it. But like I said, we got Collision this weekend. So once again, Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin retain. John Moxley beats Swerve Strickland. Timeless Tony Storm retains. Kenny Omega retains. Death Rider retains. And I'm calling 2 new champions, 2 title changes at Dynasty with Bandido and Adam Cole. Bandido as a new Ring of Honor champion and Adam Cole as a TNT champion. And that's all we got so far. We'll see if they add more matches at Collision. I don't know. We'll see. There is going to be a 0 hour for Dynasty that starts at 6:30 Eastern time, 3:30 Pacific time. So the main show will probably start around 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So we'll see what happens this weekend, and definitely be on the lookout for, you know, more AEW content from me. And until then, thanks for everyone that was watching and listening. Be sure to leave a star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you so much. I'll be back on Friday for Friday Night SmackDown, the review with the crew. And we will talk soon. Good night, y'all.